All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an FBF Friday on The Usual Suspects. That means that, amongst other things, hopefully we'll have some fun, and there will be a Comedian of the Week, which is funny, as part of the F, and, well, we know you guys have other F words that you like to bring our way as well, but we can't bring those up on the air. Nick is here.
Football?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Food?
No.
Feet. Fart.
Feces.
Ah, fart.
Feces, because we all can bring up some crap now and then.
I like it. All the Fs.
Sure.
Yes.
And lots that don't start with F, because I'm thinking of some that I can't think of one word referring to it that starts with an F.
Okay.
Baseball and basketball, I'm not finding an F anywhere nearby.
Foreplay.
Barry's here. Nick's here. I'm here. We're all here, so that's what we wanted to make sure we
what
pointed
it do?
Out. Yeah.
What's going on, everybody?
What is up?
Oh, man. Living the dream. Last night was my last show of the year. Feeling good.
When's the next one?
You know? It's funny you asked that, because I was thinking about that on the way, and I had a couple of people that, like, listeners and friends, fans, whatever, even family over the holidays, that'll be like, when's your next show? When's your next show? And it never, if everyone that asked me when my next show was came to my next show, it would be a sellout every time. No questions asked.
Why?
It would be packed. But it's so funny that everyone that asks me when my next show is, I never see them at the next show. Even when I tell them what the next show is, you'd be like, oh, I have one Thursday at the Improv. It's called Couples Therapy. Guess what? All the people that asked me in the last 2 weeks when my next show was, not one of them was at Couples Therapy at the Improv last night.
Well, but you know, coming from me, that there, I have no intention of going.
Absolutely. That's why I said funny you should ask. This wasn't directed at you.
And I also know that you said that some people, instead of just saying hello, will go, hey, man, what's your next show?
Even family, you're bad about that.
But I'm just trying to gauge, like, because it's obviously when everybody says it's my last show of the year. So, like, what's the gap between you starting the new year?
I think I am in Minnesota on the 11th and 12th.
Well, so you get a couple. You get a little break.
I get a little break. And it's, you know what? I'm not upset about that. I'm going to sit down and look at, like, how many gigs I had and how many miles I drove and all that at some point this week. I think it'll be interesting to see. My big thing is, how many miles did I drive? That's what I want to see.
How many audiobooks?
Yeah, that too. I'm interested. We need to take, like, a wager on amount of miles I've driven.
Yeah.
I'll set it like an over under. I'll do an estimate, and then we'll just set it at that and see if we go over or under.
How many beaver nuggets?
You know, I don't go to Buc-ee's anymore. Does that make me un-American? Does that make me a communist?
I don't think so. Because before I moved here, I didn't even know anything about Buc-ee's, and then I found out it was like this phenomenon that everybody was just so engaged with that every time they make a trip, you got to stop at Buc-ee's for clean bathrooms. Okay.
Yeah, they're known for their clean bathrooms for sure.
Yeah, if I do have to pee, I'll stop at Buc-ee's, especially if you got a boo-boo. It's the best place on the road.
I've heard this.
Now, I will shout out to Rob Mungle, local comedian extraordinaire, but he gave me a pro tip one time. When you're traveling or driving or on the road and you have to boo-boo, if there's no, like, decent bathrooms around, go to a hotel or a motel. That's the place to go in public, because their restrooms, even in the lobbies, are usually pretty nice. And I was like, man, that is a great pro tip.
That.
So even if you're out and about, like, let's say you go, like, to San Antonio for New Year's and you're just downtown, right? And you're like, damn, I got to poop. I don't know what to do right now. Like, it's 11:30 and I can't go back to my hotel. Just find the closest hotel and go poop. You'll be done. That's a good pro tip. That's you guys can keep that.
I'm not questioning whether or not there is a bathroom in the lobby. I just don't ever remember myself using a bathroom in a hotel lobby.
Well, I didn't either until he told me that. And then since then,
there
several times.
There has to be. There has to be one.
I think there's always.
There has to be one in the lobby, right?
Because in most hotels, motels maybe not, but in most places like that, the bar is also a very active spot. So you go to the bar, you got to go to you're drinking, you got to go to the bathroom.
Logic would say that,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but also you're right, because if people are checking in or whatever, there's a lot of traffic. You would think they have
You just got off a plane or you just drove in town. Yeah. Chances are you got to use the restroom and you don't have time to wait on Agnes to give you your key and mess it up. And you got to go up there and it doesn't work. Now you got to come back. Now you've pooped your pants. Nobody has time for that. So well, you.
God forbid you're driving and you just don't have that much time to find the next hotel.
That's true.
Because then your boy better tell you what plan B is. Because sometimes, as we've discussed previously on this show, you need a plan B.
Dude, as much as like a Diet Coke as I drink, and y'all know I drink a lot, I think I need to maybe wear Depends when I drive. It might be easier. I don't have to stop. I can just pee right there and then just keep going. I might, you know how much time I would save if I just wore a diaper like that crazy lady from Houston that drove cross country? Yeah. I would save so much time. If I just wore a diaper, I don't even know if adult. I've never worn an adult diaper. I don't know how well they work. Like, do they have the same problems that kids' diapers have, where you have like leakage? You know, like you ever seen the kid like the Pampers commercials? They're like, look how it's saggy. Is there like poop falling out? Do you pee and then it doesn't absorb at all, and now you got pee in your lap? Like, I don't know the ramifications of adult diapers. Maybe one day I'll try it. Maybe I'll get me a box. And just not like go out on the road. Like, I'll just stay
just
home.
Walk around the house. Yeah, instead of Nora seeing you in the birthday suit I'm going, just, oh no, you
I'll can just stay home and poop in my pants,
dude,
for a day and just
New
see
Year's
how it
Day
goes.
Is coming. You want to be the go. New Year's baby. Everybody knows out. That the New Year's baby wears diapers on to bring in the new year. There you go. Top hat and a diaper for you.
I like it. You know, this could be a new YouTube channel where I just try adult diapers and do comparisons
and a
just
crown.
Stand there in front of the camera and the adult diaper peeing. And just if you can see pink, guess what? These don't work. These suck. If you can't tell I'm peeing right now, you should buy these because they're good. Because I'm pooping in my pants as we talk. No poop is falling out. Boom. Good job, Imagine, Depends. Are just, there anything other than Depends?
I have no idea. But the facial expressions from you would just be.
Of pooping myself on camera? That'd be
And the surprise of going, oh!
Like, maybe one day I'll do that. Maybe I'll just wear an adult diaper here and won't go to the restroom. Because you guys know I'll take like 15 restroom breaks during a show. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't see me get up one time, you'll be like, he's doing the diaper test. He's over there peeing himself right now.
I'm okay with that as long as you stay on that side of the glass. So I don't have to smell you.
No. And then it's a group hug when I'm done.
No.
Show's over. Everyone hugs and we go home.
Nope.
Okay. Mm-mm.
That's not going to happen. But there's plenty of people that we would get to do it for us.
What? Hug me?
I would make sure Jake Assman just filled in for me.
I don't want to hug Jake, even if I had pee all over.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to do that. It had to be somebody I would want to hug. Mm. Our comedian of the week, Sarah Tolomash, super funny. I was disappointed, man. She was supposed to perform last night on the show I was on. She's now in New York, killing it up there. She's been on Last Comic Standing, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, so she's done a lot. And wow. She's been around... comedy for a minute now, and I've never. She's from Houston, like I said, but not here. So I was really excited to get to perform because I like that. Where there were comics that were in the game before I got started, and then they leave and go do big things in New York and elsewhere. And then when they come back, it's always cool to be able to work with them and get to know them. That's why I was looking forward to working with Mo Ammer, and that didn't happen. So I was kind of disappointed that Sarah didn't do the show last night. But I thought, what the hell? We'll go ahead and we'll feature. So we don't feature enough female comedians on this show anyway. So
you had a few.
Yeah, I try. Yeah. I try to get in as many as I can.
Tolomash.
Sarah Tolomash.
All right.
Yes.
So we got clips coming up, 115, 215, 315. So that's something that you can look forward to, as well as the rest of the show, because we're happy to be here, I think, and ready to bring you some entertainment for the next 3 hours. So hopefully you fasten your seatbelts, take us along for the ride. Whatever you're doing outside, if it's work, if it's play, if it's just taking back Christmas gifts or getting ready for the New Year's, we appreciate you. You can reach the show, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. It's the usual suspects. Back with more in just minutes. It's ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I had this guy come up to me after a show one time, and he was like, can I be brutally honest with you? And I was like, no, thank you. That was close. It was a little close. I was eating at this restaurant in my neighborhood the other day, and I didn't finish my meal, so I asked the waitress if she could box it up for me. And then she replied with, when did you decide to give up? Which took me a long time to figure out that she was talking about my food. That was like 8 years ago. I just wanted this in a box. I didn't know we were going to get that personal.
Hey, there you go. FF Friday on The Usual Suspects. F for funny. That was Sarah Tolomash, as Barry told you a little bit about her in the opening segment. If you want to follow her on Twitter, at S Tolomash, which is T-O-L-L-E-M-A-C-H-E. You gave a little bit of the background on her, but she's kind of hitting it big time. The Colbert thing's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's got quite the resume. And like I said, she's been doing it for a while, but she's got the Stephen Colbert. She made her late night television debut there. She's been on Last Comic Standing, Gotham Comedy Live, Adam Devine's House Party. So certainly making a name for herself in the comedy world. And it's more of a side note because Sarah certainly stands on her own, but she's married to a comic also named Joe List, who's really rising in popularity. He's not from Houston, but yeah, so it's quite the dynamic duo, with the two of them being well-accomplished comedians. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, did you go to the game last night? What did you guys do that was fun last night? What am I missing? Why is everybody so fired up and happy today?
I had fun at the game. I'm fired up. I'm happy. I don't see where you're going with this.
No, I'm just asking because, well, you know, see what everybody did last night, because we were talking about the games kind of sucked, except for the Rockets did what I don't think anybody thought. I didn't think they would do. I thought if I was a betting man, and I don't, you guys know I don't bet, but the last two Rockets home games, I would have bet against them with Paul out. Impressive wins there.
I was having that conversation with quite a few media members, and they all kind of said the same thing. They all said, man, I would have totally taken this bet. I'm glad I didn't pull the trigger, you know? And so that's been a really, really interesting situation, because in terms of gambling lines, they always tend to favor the home team in the NBA. And the Rockets have lost or won games that you expected them to lose. So, yeah, I would have taken that bet too, but the Rockets were able to pull it off. It was pretty interesting.
I started by watching, and I know you guys are surprised by this, but I because I actually now have a win in my two picks for AJ's pool, I started by taking my Badgers. And I said, we were on the air yesterday, I said they're going to control the offensive line. And with ball control, they're going to win the game. And they were getting points. I did not expect what they did, but I was extremely happy and got a win there. And then I flipped over to the Rockets. But I was like, it's just for bowl season, until we get to this weekend, I'm not into the bowl games. I know that the Texas Bowl had a high scoring affair with Baylor and Vandy last night, but I was like, I'm not watching that.
Man, you talk about that Badgers game. What the hell happened to Miami? When you look at they came out, they lost that obviously the first game of the season against LSU, but there were high hopes for this team. They went on the win streak after the loss, but
I was thinking about it. Both teams were ranked in the top five to start.
I was going to look that up because I didn't remember how high Miami got, but like I have it right now, week two.
Yeah.
Miami was 22.
That's because they fell.
They lost 14 spots.
Yeah, they lost.
So preseason was when they were ranked higher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were eight in the preseason polls.
I thought they
had
gotten to the top five, but I knew they were both top 10 teams.
That's such an Aggie, but don't get mad, Aggie fans. I'm an Aggie. But that literally is such an Aggie thing to do. You come in ranked high like that, and then you finish the season 7-6, just floundering and not looking good. And by the way, sorry, Del Olale, I'm not dogging your Hurricanes, but I am. How do you go from 8 preseason rankings to blech? Just bad. I mean, I remember one year the Aggs, I think, got, you know, really high up. I want to say top 3, top 5, and just finished unranked for the season. It's just like, got to be really disappointing. But
I'd like to know where Yo Adrian is, because for the second straight year, he was talking mess about his Hurricanes taking care of the Badgers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he had last year he had the turnover chain at Nick's place to try and throw it in my
really?
Face. Really? This year, he already started tweeting when the bowl matchups were announced. Look out, revenge. Hurricanes are coming back. They're getting your Badgers this year and everything like that. Yo, Adrian, I don't know where you are, but I know why you're hiding. So enjoy that.
Man, you know, we talked about the passer ratings in that TCU game and how bad that was.
Yeah.
What much better for Miami in this game?
And they went through two quarterbacks.
Yeah, 18.2 and a 1.4 for their two quarterbacks. That's not Jeez. Good. That's pretty bad. But, man, shout out to Wisconsin. You were right about controlling the line. 333 yards rushing. I mean, it's no 504 yards rushing like Army, but that's still a lot of damn yards to put up in a bowl game.
I got to tell you, too, and Jonathan Taylor was impressive. And there's one where he was hyped for the Heisman before the season, and it didn't work out for him. I think part of that has to do with the team, too, but he still led the nation in rushing. I mean, he was fantastic. But here's the thing. At one point, they had a first down on, like, their own two, and he goes for about 12, and he looks like he possibly could do more. But there's a safety coming up to get him. He tried to hurdle him, and he caught the helmet right in the grapes.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, at what point is that a smart move? Because we see more and more guys trying to jump. And then my follow-up is, and how many of them are wearing a cup?
Oh, I don't think anybody wears a cup anymore.
I was going to say, because a running back, you're shifting, you're changing directions.
Like, when I played in junior high, we wore a cup. Did you?
Yeah.
I still wore a cup in baseball.
Well, did you have a banana cup?
No, I'm not that blessed. I just had a...
Okay, so, what you know, it used to be...
No,
I just had it looked kind of like a stormtrooper, the one that was kind of a triangle with the holes in it, right? Yeah. So then, by the time I got to high school, and right, especially when I got to college, they gave you the banana cup. So it was more like anatomically correct. So you could...
It curved under the tape.
It curved under, yeah. And there was less plastic in between your thighs. It was, right. But there was protection. So it was different, but I'm like, even still, with a running back, with as much as you're changing directions and shifting.
I don't think you'd be wearing a cup.
I don't
think
either.
Anybody wears a cup anymore in football. In fact, I know they don't, because let's be honest, some games you're sitting there watching and then some dude comes by in white, tight football pants and you just see his junk. You're like, okay, I didn't need to see that on my TV.
Well, wasn't it the just Jets offensive lineman that someone did the deep squeeze on and she had to tweet the picture going, that's my man and I don't appreciate that?
I don't know, but they need to do something. Like, they should have, like, everybody should have to wear a towel in the front. We don't need to see the imprints of everybody's junk in football. That's just not.
I'm not looking
there. The only people you never have to worry about are the punters. They're the only ones where you're like, aw.
He's going to go Everybody through puberty one of these days.
Some guys are like, good Lord, that is, you need to.
I don't know that I noticed it like that.
Get a fanny pack and carry that thing around. Yeah, it's an ass whooping right now.
No, this Purdue, Purdue's getting killed.
Yeah.
The Purdue's coach, one of their coordinators or one of their coaches, just grabbed a player Woody Hayes style and got
By
all
the face
up
mask.
In his face.
28-7. Auburn up on Purdue in the first quarter.
Yeah.
28-7. And I was looking at changing some of my picks for the weekend for our Gal Media pool here. And I almost went with Auburn. I was like, nah, I don't trust them. Auburn's one of those teams that...
I picked Auburn.
Did you?
Yeah, I
did. Good pick
for AJ's
so far.
Pick?
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah, good for you.
A lot of people are telling me that's the wrong pick and Purdue's going to win.
Shoot, 28-7 right now.
You're in good shape right now.
Now, you got three quarters left, but... Yeah. Yeah, it's looking like an ass whooping right now. I changed my NFL pick though.
Okay.
I was on the Bears, and I got to be honest with you. I know Matt Nagy is saying, we're going to go out here and play and we're going to do everything we can to win this game. I don't believe that. And I just feel like, even though our caller yesterday was lamenting about the fact that if the Bears see the Rams are up big or down big, they don't have to worry. They can just bench everybody. I still think that's the case. There's a slim chance. I mean, who are the Rams playing? They're playing the 49ers?
I believe so.
The Rams could go out with their second team and probably beat the 49ers.
I'll tell you what, though.
To be real.
And I'm not a huge fan of him off the field, but Kyle Shanahan has done a hell of a job, because with his third string quarterback, He gave Green Bay a game. I watched that personally. I saw him give. They have been in most games they've played with a whole bunch of injuries and a third string quarterback, a second or third string running back once McKinnon got hurt. And he's kept them in almost every game they've been in. I've been impressed by the Niners hanging in there. But yeah, against a team like the Rams, this is going to tell you a lot about the Rams in terms of they shouldn't play Gurley, but they need to get right. Because their offense, like you had said yesterday, has been just petering out from where it was on full tilt early in the season, and it has looked like a shell of itself.
Well, Gurley missed practice yesterday, so still, yeah, and but the Rams might need it too, though. So I mean, they haven't completely locked up that first round bye. I don't know what the scenario is, but they're in the playoffs, so they don't have to worry about that. But I don't know that even without Gurley, I think that the Rams, and this is a home game for them as well, I don't think that they're worried about it. You're not facing a Garoppolo-led 49er, so I don't know. All that said, that made me really shy away from the Bears, because I think at some point, even in the second half, the Bears just might mail it in and say forget about it. So I switched my pick. I don't even remember who the hell I picked. I think I took Cleveland. Oh, no, that is exactly who I took. I took Cleveland and the points. So I took Cleveland and the 5.5 points.
I took the Eagles.
Did you?
Yeah, because they have to win. And against Washington with Josh Johnson.
Yeah.
I felt like they would cover 6.5.
I found an interesting link where they talked about the best matchups for Week 17. Because let's be honest, of the full slate of games, there's really only about 4 or 5 worth watching. I'll have those for you.
Okay. Okay, so Nick, we'll get to your Rockets in a minute. You're winning your college pick, so that's good. Who did you take in your college pick, Barry?
Who the hell did I take?
I got mine last night with Wisconsin, so I got a win for the week. Nick's on his way.
I don't remember who the hell I took.
And the standings are like a week behind.
But it's all Raheel. Raheel's got 21 losses already. I don't think everyone's about 5 games ahead of Raheel.
Oh, so it's over. He's buying
wings. It's pretty close.
Oh, I took Washington State.
Oh, yeah,
minus
right.
2.5. Yeah, I took Washington State minus 2.5, and now have the Browns at plus 5.5.
There you go. All right, hey, just a half hour into the show. Plenty more to get to, and if you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. We will be here on Monday as well, so save resolution talk and all that for a later date. But at the present time, we are getting ready to really kick into what's going on around the world inside and outside of sports. So if you want to get in, get something off your chest you've had on your mind, give us a call. Tweet us. We're here for you. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Keep my head in the clouds, electrified
by the sound, comes from the down. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second half hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we continue to roll.
I like this song. What is this?
It's Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke, yep. You nailed it. And Flo Rida.
Oh, love me some Florida.
Florida?
Did you know that's what Flo Rida was?
Florida?
I did.
No, I don't know the
Flo Rida.
I don't know why he called himself Flo Rida or Florida.
Because he's from Florida.
Yeah, his F logo.
Flo Space Rida, which if you combined them. Florida.
I love the thought that he put into it.
Yeah. And the F logo he has is actually the longer part of the F is the state of Florida.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
The state outline.
Ah, you see? Flo Rida. If I was a rapper, I would be Tex Ass. Probably not.
2 S.
Tex Ass would be my rap name.
I would support it. As being better, a smart choice.
That's way better than Boom Boom, right?
I was going to say, is that better or worse than Boom Boom? Because I really can't tell.
Coming to the stage, give it up for Tex Ass! Nah, I think I'll stick with Boom Boom.
Yeah, Boom Boom might sound better than Tex Ass.
Yeah. Cheryl and Beaumont said, Barry, I'll hug you. Thank you, Cheryl. I appreciate that. Cheryl. I would let you hug me, Cheryl. Not, what's his name, Jake? No. No thanks. Bear was great at the improv last night. Glad to shake his hand. Hoping he gets it in more than three times in 2019. Thank you very much. It was nice to meet you, sir. I do remember shaking your hand after the show. I usually try to go out and mingle.
You didn't fist bump?
No, he just caught me off guard.
Oh, wow.
I was actually looking for the waitress to give her her tip. And he was like, hey, what's up? So I shook his hand. That's, you know. And then I went and washed. No big deal. Somebody wants to know why I'm looking at NFL players' junk. Well, you can't miss it.
Mm.
Some of them, you can't miss it. It's just there. It's just there.
I normally try and avoid it, but I'll tell you this. After the multiple NFL players we've had in and around and about the show and the station talk about, and Booger McFarlane on TV talking about not worrying about hitting the restroom and just letting it go, I more so than ever would want to, I avoid that.
Okay. I'm just telling you, it's kind of hard to miss sometimes with camera angles and.
I mean, I can't talk. I've tweeted a football player's junk on Twitter.
That's true.
So yeah. I can't talk.
Yeah.
Unintentionally.
In the locker room?
Somebody texted and said, a big penis is the most overrated thing that's ever been created. Women don't care. That was obviously not a woman that texted
that. That was the dude. I was just going to say, yeah.
That was a dude with a small penis. Let's be real. That was a guy who was...
Not too much girth there.
Do you know the only dudes that say size doesn't matter are the ones that don't have size? There's never been... in the history of mankind, there's never been a dude with a large penis that says size doesn't matter.
Size doesn't matter.
Still to this day, to this very second, there's never been a guy, even on radio as a producer, never happened. And then someone suggested call your local sex shop. Ask what the most popular size of sex toy is. That'll tell you the average size. No, that doesn't tell you anything. That'll tell you what women want or maybe. Plus, you can't even do that. Doesn't make any sense, sir and or ma'am who texted that. Because look. If I'm on a budget, I'm on a budget, and that's for everything, even sex toys. So the bigger the sex toy, it's going to cost more, right? Like it's more, there's more rubber involved and you need more D-cell batteries or whatever. Like it's going to cost more to get that. So you're not, maybe these ladies are on a budget. Maybe it has nothing to do with the size that they want. They're just broke,
plus,
but they still want the sex.
In order to get something out of it, if you're used to riding just a trike as your transportation, and suddenly you try and park that in a two-car garage with nothing else in it, I'm sure you're not going to get the same feeling, if you know what I mean.
You should just say it. Why are you,
well, I mean, you know,
just dancing around?
Why would a lady go get a sex toy that's an XL and then start accommodating it to the point where you create a little bit more room and then suddenly you got to go back to the trike?
See, that's a myth. That's a myth.
How do you know this?
Because I've read the internet. That's a myth that you, like, women's, their Virginias don't. Why? Just like.
I'm glad you're hiding that hand behind your laptop.
Their Virginias, it's like a spring. Like, it snaps back. It's not, it just doesn't.
But.
Just because you put one XL in there one time doesn't ruin it.
I'm saying one time. If you're going to buy a sex toy,
times.
I'm pretty sure they're going to keep using it on a regular.
They have babies. You can't follow a baby. I'm sorry. There's no man on the planet that can follow an 8-pound baby. No. So it snaps back.
Wash after wash.
Right. That's right.
Okay. I don't know. All right.
I
hope you're right. I'm just thinking. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, if you're a woman
right.
And you're just like trying to take care of business while your dude's away or whatever like that, the next time you play, if you... open for business,
I mean,
too big?
Yeah, right afterwards, maybe. But, I mean, you know, give it a day. It'll...
All right.
You know, like, remember that Stretch Armstrong guy? You'd pull his arm, and it would get real far, and then slowly it would go back to normal? The same thing.
Okay.
Jeez, that's detail right there.
Huh?
Nothing.
That's just, look, I can be mature about this and talk about these things. I'm not sorry you can't handle it.
All right. Direct all your sex toy questions to @BarryIsFunny.
Why? Leave my wife.
Barry is funny.
Why would you do that?
Just
why?
Well, you're the expert.
I love all the texts that are like, why are you looking at dudes' junk? Because I'm also okay with my sexuality. I don't, like, you can send all those texts in. It's not going to change the way I feel or shake my confidence. But keep sending them.
Idiots. Yeah.
So,
junkyard dog.
Amazon B's brother said, in my experience, size does matter. Bank account size. That's what matters. That is...
well I done, sir.
Now that I would totally agree with.
I definitely think there's some validity to that statement. So, for what it's worth.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right, so I teased this going into the break. Mm-hmm. I found this thing. It's on 538.com. It's spelled out, not the numbers, but it's 538.com. If you're like a numbers dork like I am, if you're a stats nerd, stats geek like me, you would love this website because it's all about numbers and stats and fancy fun things. But they basically broke down the best matchups for Week 17 in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And as you know, there's literally five games that matter. Yeah. There are really four. The fifth game on the list is Pittsburgh-Cincinnati. Pittsburgh has a 15% chance of making the playoffs. Cincinnati has zero chance of making the playoffs.
That's how low the odds are?
For Pittsburgh, correct.
Really?
So they're the fifth. So there's really four that matter. And even then, Philly, not great. They're fourth on the list. Washington, out of the playoffs. Philly has a 28% chance to make the playoffs. Hmm. So that's your fourth best game on the docket. And one of the two teams has a 28% chance of making the playoffs. The other one is out of it. And all the rest of them, just, I mean, even the Chargers, the Rams, Houston, Jacksonville is on there. It's just all those they consider to be basically garbage. New Orleans, Carolina. Oh, my God. That game is going to suck. I mean, I don't think they're playing Breeze. I think that's going to be... I did read something where they were like, well, this is Teddy Bridgewater's audition for Carolina and North Turner. I was like, okay, maybe. So Bridgewater might be trying.
Can I ask you something? But other than that, by the way,
I don't believe it.
I've seen several columns written online talking about where Teddy Bridgewater will be quarterback next year. He was traded for by the Saints and is under contract.
I think it's up at the end of the year.
They gave up like a second-round pick,
did
they not?
He's a free agent at the end of the year.
Why would you give up such a high pick if you don't plan on keeping him as being the heir apparent to Drew Brees?
Maybe they don't think he's going to be the heir apparent. Maybe they've seen what he has and think, you know what? We'll go somewhere else. I'm 90% sure he's a free agent at the end of the year, but I will pull up his contract on SpotTrack.
Because I've seen amongst guys, Flacco, Teddy Bridgewater are the two guys kicked around the most as being guys that are going to be starters elsewhere next year.
Yep. He's a unrestricted free agent in 2019. So it's weird, and I don't have time to read it, obviously, while we're on air, but if you look at his contract on SpotTrack, they show you 3 years, 2018, 2019, 2020. For 2019 and 2020, those are basically off the table now. So he is an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year.
Good time.
I thought I had read that somewhere. But
He's going to cash in again.
Yeah.
Because if he got a one-year deal from the Jets, he still got paid fairly well. So, I mean, look, there's guys that just right place, right time. Cash in regardless whether you play or not. And if you only carry a clipboard, well, that's all the better. Look at David Carr. David Carr's net worth of what he made in the NFL as a quarterback.
Per win.
But just pure dollars was over $50 million.
Yeah.
Just to play football.
And I saw an interesting stat on Twitter about how many touchdowns Carr has and how many touchdowns Deshaun Watson has in the little time he's been a quarterback at the NFL. And I think the discrepancy was really small. I don't know. I don't have the stat in front of me, but I think the discrepancy is really, really small. So you're talking about a guy that got paid.
He has a ring, too. People forget that. He was a backup quarterback and got a ring. Mm-hmm. So for all of the turmoil that he went through and all the punishment he took as a quarterback for the Texans, one, he got paid handsomely. His endorsement deals and his bonuses were ridiculous. And then as he moved on, he maintained a long career in the league as a backup, won a Super Bowl ring, stayed healthy, wore gloves.
All right, so we got off track real quick. Let me get these three in before we get back. The third highest ranked game for the week, Baltimore-Cleveland. Which is weird, too, because Cleveland's out of it, obviously. But you know Cleveland wants that winning record. But Baltimore has an 84% chance of making the playoffs. They really need to win this game. The second highest ranked game for the week, Tennessee-Indy. Duh. To me, that would have been the highest ranked. I don't know why it's not. But both teams have, for some reason, they say Tennessee has a 62% chance of making the playoffs. Indy has a 37% chance. And then the highest ranked game is Chicago-Minnesota. Chicago's in. Like, even if they lose this game, they're in. So, but they have a 100% chance. Minnesota has a 72% chance. But apparently the numbers bear out that that's the most or the best matchup for the week 17. So I thought that to be interesting. I felt like, especially since Tennessee and Indy is just a win and you're in.
Yeah.
I would think that would go down as the best. That's like the game to watch. But apparently
that's
not.
That's why they flexed it to Sunday night.
Yeah. But, I mean, not according to this. But maybe this had more to do with playoff chances and all that included and not just matchups and what it meant.
Okay. All right. Well, there's some of the NFL, and we'll have other news and notes as we go probably throughout the show. But do want to tell you before we head to the break that, hey, the Rockets beat the Celtics last night. They're playing great basketball, won 8 of 9 now, and are really starting to make the league take note of the fact that James Harden is kicking ass, and so is the rest of the team. And with that, All-Star balloting is underway. So if you want to get the vote in for the beard, you can do it daily. And it's All-Star balloting provided by and presented by Antpool. You go to Rockets.com. You can cast your ballot for your Rocket All-Star Stars daily. You can also vote on your phone. You can use the NBA app, or you can go to NBA.com or Google search your favorite Rocket to vote. It's that easy. It takes a minute, and you can help Harden and the rest of the Rockets get to the All-Star game this year. For all that information, head to Rockets.com. While you're there, make sure you check out the New Year's Eve special, because it's coming up. New Year's Eve started next week. You want to be there Monday night? Tell you what a great way to take the family out for an early New Year's Eve and get them off the streets before the real professionals get out there and start drinking. It's the Rockets and the Grizzlies. It's an early start time, and you get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, 4 post-game free throw passes where you get to shoot a free throw from the free throw line on the court. Start as low as just $89. Just $89 to take the entire family out for a Rockets game and get them in and out before all of the professionals, so to speak, get going on New Year's Eve. What a great deal. Go to Rockets.com. Or for the tickets, 713-627-DUNK. Get your tickets while they still are available. It's the Rockets. It's the Grizzlies. It's New Year's Eve.
ESPN 97.5.
This is...
I see your dirty face, hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to hour number one of The Usual Suspects, where the door is always open, and I guess we leave the lights on for you here at Gal Media Central as we continue to roll on. You know, before you wrap up your conversation that has inquiring minds making all kinds of comments.
Huh?
About the whole size and...
Size mattering stuff, and not mattering. And
if it stretches out, it'll come back and all that other stuff. I do have to admit, I dropped Taylor off early today because I had a bunch of stuff going on. The dog had... I guess is under the knife right now for ACL surgery, but I was up like 7 a.m. and I dropped Taylor off at school, and I'm not going to lie. This mother is walking her child down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very petite lady. And I looked and I was like, oh my God, that youngster's head is enormous. And I'm going, and she's small. I was like, man, I just felt like patting her on the back and going, great job. Cause I was like, whoa, that must have been a struggle.
Nice.
Forget the school bus. The struggle bus might have been at work that day. But I was like, man, golf clap for you. That was
good job.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Art, I guess. I don't know. R2DT. I don't know who this is.
Star Wars guy?
Low Stack Ninja 4. I don't know what this is on Twitter. But he said, sports. Talk about sports. I mean, okay, we will, but we don't.
We just did.
Like, we talk about everything.
Yeah, we just covered the NFL.
Relax. Yeah, we talk about, we run the gamut on this show from pooping your pants to the Phillies crap in the bed in the playoffs. We run the gamut of all that. So that was just for.
Yeah, well, callers are die equals die, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there because we
look get Pink
the
Valkyrie,
occasional Eagle fan.
Pink Valkyrie said, Barry, there are some exercises available to help it bounce back.
Well, that's that one at the gym that all the dudes get. Any dude that does that too, what are you doing except trying to crush your own nuts? That whole thing where you do the thigh squeeze. Suzanne Summers used to have the home version, but you see these guys at the gym and they're just like spread eagle trying to do the, like, bring your thighs together. I'm like, dude, what do you feel like you have to do? I understand that you got to have the guns and you want to build up the pecs and do all that stuff, but when you have resorted to doing the reverse splits and trying to put weight on it, You spent too much time at the gym. Go home.
Okay.
You do that exercise?
No. Do I look like I exercise at all?
Well, you used to.
I mean, I run, but...
Well, you were doing the whole boxing class and the spin class.
Yeah,
and...
yeah. I don't do that. I just...
But if you do, when you do, I mean, you wouldn't do that, correct?
You don't get these guns by doing the splits exercise.
Right?
You
wouldn't do the nutcracker.
I don't know. If it was on the list of stuff I was supposed to do in my workout plan, I would. It works a muscle. You have a muscle there.
On the inner thigh. But you're going to wear shorter shorts so it shows off your inner thigh muscle?
No, but you know what? That's like if you're an athlete, those actually help your run too.
Okay. I don't get it.
I just do Kegels. That keeps me. Keep up my. Do you do Kegels, Nick?
I do not.
Do you know what Kegel exercises are?
I barely exercise.
It helps you with your stamina in the sack. It does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
I do.
Kegels?
Yeah. Kegel. I'm doing them right now while I'm looking at you. You can literally just
so after here. You wear a diaper and crap yourself.
If you ever hear me, just go.
You're gonna do Kegels
on air. I'm doing my Kegels,
just like that.
It's just like the Browns. Offensive,
do you know what the
Browns? No, offensive
I don't partake.
That's what he looks like. He's doing is Kegel exercise. Do you don't even know what a Kegel exercise? Are you Googling it right now?
Yeah, I am.
It's basically it's I don't know how to describe it on air cleanly.
I'll give it a shot.
I can't wait for R2-D2 or whatever that ninja was to tell me to talk sports again. Shut up.
This is weightlifting, Barry.
So, yeah, that's true. We're talking athletics, right? Talking getting in shape. Kegels is kind of like, here you go. Let's say you're outside peeing in the backyard. Okay. And an alligator comes up midway through. That motion or that muscle that you use to stop peeing and take off running, that's a Kegel exercise. If you just basically pretend like you're stopping yourself halfway through, that's like a Kegel exercise. I just did 5 right now. Boom.
Okay. Whew,
I need a Gatorade.
Were you wearing the Depend today? No.
But that's the best way I could describe it is like when you have to stop peeing for a second. It's your Kegel muscle. Okay. So you can work those out, and it helps in the bedroom.
But when I struggle in the bedroom... And get to your age?
You'll think of me next time. Yeah. Get to my age. Yeah. What does my age have to
I
do
mean,
with
why
it,
are you
sir?
Doing Kegel exercises?
I've been doing them since I was 15. Kegel muscle is ginormous.
Lying ass.
I got a huge Kegel muscle. Huge.
So essentially, at a certain point, you're doing the Kegels so that you can have ball. You can still handle the balls.
Yeah,
but
ball
you
control.
But you can't. That's a good way to put it. But you're not
ball
a dribbler,
control.
Right?
It's ball control.
But it prevents your dribbling.
Nope,
you're not a dribbler.
That has nothing to do with it.
Well, it kind of does.
Just shoehorning them in.
No, just I'm just saying.
Just it's ball control.
No runs,
was correct.
No drips, no airs.
Barry, what's the best sex toy to use while doing the lawn? Asking for a friend.
A vibrating lawnmower.
And then somebody texted "Love and Laughter with Barry."
I saw that one.
That's pretty funny. You guys are funny.
I think you should have Beth on one of your podcasts.
I would agree with that.
It's not the only podcast I have right now that is about going viral. Beth hasn't gone viral yet. Yet. She might still go viral, but.
I think she's definitely prevented viruses.
That could be. That could be, too.
With some of her recommendations.
We got a text from Titan Hugo. He said, "Hey, will the suspects be here on Monday?" Mm-hmm. Yes is the answer. He said, "If not, Happy New Year's. Guess I'll wait until Wednesday to listen about the Texans-Titans wild card matchup. Tighten up." That was Titan Hugo.
Good luck.
Hey, I saw a crazy stat. Let me find where I wrote this down at. I saw this on the interwebs about that Colts-Titans matchup. If Mariota is a go, if Mariota plays, Titans are a slight favorite.
I get that 54%.
That's according to FPI, 54%. If it's Gabbert, they become an underdog at 42%.
And see, that's, I mean, look, if Gabbert is the starter... If you're Indy, you're awful if you lose that game.
There's a 12% swing. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. The biggest thing that the Titans have going for them is that they're at home. And for God's sake, Mariota has lost feeling in half of his body this year over and over again. So
he's got the stinger, but they did say that it's looking like, I mean, he was banged up. He was limited at practice, but he practiced.
Before that, he had half the year, he had that hand injury where he didn't have feeling in his hand and his fingers. He was throwing the ball.
He was limited, but he practiced. And now, that to me, the big thing, I mean, Jarrell Casey being out is probably bigger loss for the Titans than Mariota. Because, you know what, whether it's Mariota or Blaine, this is why I'm shocked that there's a 12% swing in whether they're a favorite or not. It doesn't matter who hands the ball to Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. What the hell does it matter? Just give the ball to Derrick Henry and let that man do his thing. That's how you're going to win this game. I mean, if Derrick Henry can be effective and they can run the ball
and
you can keep Andrew Luck off the field.
Yeah, control the clock. Yeah, definitely ball control to control the clock is huge there, because the way Luck's been playing and T.Y. Hilton and those guys, you definitely don't want to give him too much time with the ball in his hand. You're right. But the other thing that's amazing to me is, why did Tennessee finally get the revelation that a guy that they drafted highly and always had to split time until this year,
right?
And then you find out that
oh,
man
he's pretty
had
good.
265 pounds.
Never understood it.
As nimble and as athletic as any other halfback in the league, is kicking ass.
Yep.
Did you really need DeMarco Murray? Jeez.
Colts are a 3.5-point favorite in that game. And if you want to get that action, you know where to go. MyBookie.ag. That is the online resource to get action on any game out there. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. It's why I recommend them. It's why when I play with them. And when my favorite part is not just the player perks, because they do have a lot of great player perks for you to take advantage of. They've got the in-game live betting as well. So if you miss out on getting that initial bet, you can get into the game itself and get some bets in. But the big thing I like about MyBookie is when you win and you got some money in your bankroll and you want to get some of that money out, they pay you. Like, you get your money out. And a lot of these places, these are places that aren't around anymore because of that reason. They didn't pay their players. And eventually when that word gets around, not with MyBookie, man. MyBookie pays you. When you win, you get paid. That's super important. That's kind of their slogan. You've heard me say it. I'll say it at the end of this commercial. You want your money back? Get with MyBookie. You're going to get it out when you're ready to get it out. I talked about the player perks. You knew about the fantasy points. You could bet on fantasy points that a player would score. The over-under? Who's doing that? No, but remember the Raheel three-point contest? MyBookie. They've got everything you want. Canadian football games, horse racing, you name it. It's there. MyBookie.ag to get started. And when you sign up, use promo code RADIO, and they will match your first deposit up to 50%. So you put in $500, they'll match it with $250. You can't beat it. It's a great deal. MyBookie.ag to get started. Use promo code RADIO to get that 50% match. It's MyBookie, y'all. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.